Someday You'll Love Me Just As Much As I Love You. That is brand new from our friend Jonathan Lynn. Good afternoon, Jonathan. How are you today?
Well, John, great to be on the show with you today. Thank you for playing that song that I just come out with, Someday You'll Love Me, on WSMI 106.1. You're the best.
Oh, thank you. Well, let me tell you, I think you are, too. We had a nice visit over at the Half-Wit Winery a couple of weeks ago. You said that new album was ready to fly, and today, I guess, or tomorrow is the day that it's out for good?
Absolutely, yeah. So, well, actually, it come out digitally today, so it is rolling out today. So everybody listening, hop on your favorite site that you love to download music, whether it be Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Pandora, anywhere that you stream music, and search for your buddy Jonathan Lynn that's playing on WSMI.
Well, I appreciate that. And this song, Someday You'll Love Me, is the first single off of it. How many songs are on the album?
There are actually 10 songs on there. And I got to tell you, John, that, you've seen me and talked with me, but I'm a huge Conway Twitty fan.
Oh, yes.
And people going to get a laugh at this, but I love to do jigsaw puzzles in my downtime, whenever I have it, that is. But I was sitting there one night, and I have this terrible habit of getting a puzzle out, starting it, and not stopping until it's done. So I'm sitting there listening to music one night, and I'm listening to this Conway Twitty album, and I'm listening to all these deep cuts that are on this album. So this was a song that come on that wasn't a single. Folks didn't know that. It was a big hit of Conway's, but I fell in love with it and played that thing over and over and over. And I called my producer and I said, Stacy, I said, I'd love to cut this song and I want it to still have the 90s feel but be modern. And you just heard that song, Someday You'll Love Me, which was written by Even Stevens and Hillary Cantor, but originally was a Conway Twitty tune, and that's the Jonathan Lynn version now.
Even Stevens is a country music songwriting legend.
Absolutely.
That is something. It's so funny because you always seem to pay homage to the legends and yet make everything you do so fresh. Your show is so much fun. Anybody who has seen you knows how much you pack into a three-hour show. And for one guy to stand up there and hold an audience for 3 hours the way you do with the combination of your original songs, your treatment of some amazing classics, and then just the fun things you do in between. You really hold your audience well, Jonathan. You've got a great talent for that, and I hope everybody gets to see you in the coming years. And I hope that one of these days it's in 10,000 seat arenas rather than some of the smaller venues. But you're branching out and getting bigger and bigger. And I know your association with Ronnie McDowell has helped that along quite a bit.
Absolutely. And, he's my mentor and, he's my hero. And that's where I learned a lot of my entertaining skill from, is from watching him, because I worked with him as a backup singer for 4 years before I started a solo career, where he's helped me out tremendously with I Want My Country Back and You Will Never Leave My Mind, which are both of those songs are on the album as well. But yeah, Ronnie McDowell has been very supportive and encouraging of my career, and he's helped me out tremendously, just like you have as well, by helping this Southern Illinois boy out and playing his music, which I'm very appreciative of.
You know, you mentioned Southern Illinois and how that may not necessarily be the hotbed of country music, and yet on the other hand, music is everywhere, and you have been so busy between Northern Kentucky, the Paducah area, Southern Illinois, up in the Peoria area, Nashville, and then Tennessee and Arkansas, all over Missouri, Cape Girardeau and Sykeston. You're one of the hardest working guys in show business right now. You realize that, don't you? Because you're out performing 4 or 5 nights a week.
Yeah, I do realize that. And every week when I talk to Ronnie, he's like, you one of the hardest working boys I know out right now. But I'm eager and I'm hungry for it, getting my music out to folks and just letting everybody know that there's still a lot of good in the world today, and you can have a good time and come to my show and forget all about your worries and your woes and just have a good time, you know, and that's what this world needs more of is down-to-earth, good-time fun.
Yeah, and one of the things I think that people need to realize who have never seen your show, once they come to one of your shows, first thing they're going to see is a lot of people because you do draw very well. Second, if they go to two shows or three shows, they're going to see a lot of the same people because you have fans who drive hundreds of miles to see you and do it a lot, and that just amazes me. Now, of course, twice I've seen you, once at the Canton Inn and then at the Half-Wit Winery, because those are the two places that you play reasonably close to us. And both times I've seen people who have driven from Kansas City, they have driven from Nashville, they have driven from Northern Illinois, and gosh knows where else you draw people from, but it seems like no matter where you go, you make these fabulous friends and they want to see you again. You're one of the, not only are you a nice guy, but you are a guy who has an aura that just makes people want to be around you, and it shows in your music.
Yeah, and I'm very, very grateful for that because that's the driving force. Well, I mean, first and foremost, I give all my credit to God, but I'm very blessed with a great support group and fans. And I'm glad you said that because when folks come to a show for the first time, I love to get to know my audience, as you know, and as anybody that's been to a show knows. But it doesn't take long before you go from a fan to a friend, and that becomes a lifelong thing for me. So you are right. I had a lot of folks been coming out and traveling miles upon miles to see me, and, you know, that's a blessing. I'm very, very grateful for it. So thank you to everybody that's listening, and thank you for those that are listening that will be coming out to shows soon.
Oh, that's for sure. Stick with me for one more segment. I got to read the weather and play a couple of commercials, and then we'll be back, okay?
All right, buddy.
Back with Jonathan Lynn. Jonathan, one of the things, the reason I wanted you to stick around one more segment, because I want to talk a little bit about how people can get to know you before they see one of your shows. You do something every Tuesday called Tailgate Tuesday, and what makes, I think, that so interesting is the different locations and the stories you tell, as well as the music you play. I mean, to be riding the train down in Jackson, Missouri, I thought that was an outstanding thing. And then just recently you were at down in Caro, and we know Caro's had their issues over the years, and certainly right now suffering terribly economically. You've also been at the Bald Knob Cross. Tell me how those things come about.
Well, John, really, you know, the tunes and tailgates thing, it started out just as me sitting on my tailgate back in March when all this COVID stuff started, and I just wanted to give folks something to look forward to and just, you know, be a little personable with them. And it just started evolving into all these different ideas. I was in Champaign sitting on the tire of the Raminator monster truck doing trucks about songs about trucks. I've done stuff for the fire departments with big fire engines, police department. And there's always something that I'm trying to pay homage to or dedicate the video to. You know, I just did one with a trucking company for all the truckers, and I did it Smokey and the Bandit theme with a black Dodge Ram truck. Sorry, they don't like called Dodge. It's just Ram, but... You know, really, I kind of start out with just an idea, and there's a team of folks that are behind these helping me with the ideas and orchestrating them. Shoot, this last one we did in Caro, I brought in somebody to fly a drone and get footage that way. So it's really expanding and growing, and my thought is to keep this going for 8 more weeks till the end of the year, and I'm excited for Christmas season, but... Yeah, I'm always looking for something new and different, somewhere different to go and just show folks some really neat places across the country or at least the heartland between southern Illinois, Missouri, and Kentucky or Tennessee. So it's really caught on. A lot of folks love it, and they look forward to it every Tuesday, which is on my Facebook page, Jonathan Lynn Music. You can also follow me on Instagram, which is the same thing, Jonathan Lynn Music. You can go to my website, jonathanlynn.com, or You can hop on your favorite music streaming app, whether it be Spotify or Apple, you know, whatever, YouTube Music, and you can find all my music on there as well. But there's so many things going on in the Jonathan Lynn world, but it takes a team of folks, and I'm super appreciative of everyone. And like I said, I'm very grateful and appreciative of you, my buddy John, at WSMI, for playing my music. That helps out a lot, so thank you.
Well, you are more than welcome because, you know, if it wasn't any good, I wouldn't play it, Jonathan. I just want you to know that. As much as I love you, the music's got to be good, and in your case, it definitely is. I have one more question for you. Are you going to be, and I know probably knowing your schedule at the top of your head may be tough, but are you going to be anywhere near us again between now and the end of the year? I know that, like I say, we've seen you recently at the Halfwit Winery and at the Canton Inn, but do you have anything within 50 miles of us here around Litchfield coming up soon?
Well, yeah, actually, I've got a brand new venue that I visited and had lunch at about a month ago, but in Springfield, I will be at Motorheads. Now, if you've never seen that place, that is phenomenal. They got a museum and everything, great food, but Friday night, November 27th, I will be at Motorheads in Springfield, Illinois. So come out, have some good food, your favorite beverage, and have a good time with me.
That's the night after Thanksgiving, I believe,
yes,
is
sir.
It not? And that
yes.
Motorhead, that's on Toronto Road. There's a huge big sign that says Route 66, I believe, there, correct?
That is right. You got it.
All right.
600 Toronto Road.
And what's the time?
6:30, and I'll be there for 3 hours. So plenty of time to come out and hang out with your friends there and enjoy. And especially if it's your first time, come on out. And I promise you I'll do something you'll like in the show. We'll have a great time.
I know that you will. And very likely, Jonathan, as we wrap this up and I play one more of your songs, I know that they will hear I Want My Country Back. And we're going to wrap
Absolutely.
It up with that. Thanks, Jonathan, for visiting. Good luck with the album, and we'll watch for Tailgate Tuesdays all the way through the end of the year as well.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, John, and thank you, WSMI.
All right. See you later, Jonathan.